The Gemara is discussing the sugya of Yesh Muksel L'Chatzi Shabbos, or Ein Muksel L'Chatzi Shabbos. The Gemara is bringing Rayas. The case is, if something was Roy Vein HaShvashis, and then during Shabbos it became Nidche, it's not Roy anymore, like by Gregus of Smukim. You put up grapes or figs to dry, and they already dried out on Vein HaShvashis, so therefore they were ready to eat. But then, during Shabbos they became Nidche because it rained, and now they're not dried out anymore, so it's, you can't eat it. They don't taste good. And then the sun came out and dried them again, and they became roi again. So do we say since they were roi ben hashmashes, even though they were nitcha in the middle, it's not muksa? Or do you say no? Yesh muksa l'chatzi shamis. If they were nitcha in the middle of shamis, they remain dachri. So Gemara wanted to bring a raya. Reb Zeri says tashmami peilam v'adashin, beans and lentils that you're eating on Yom Tov. And originally they were roi ben hashmashes, but then when you're cooking them, they're not roi, they're too hot. And then when they finish cooking, they become roi again. So you see it works. You see, ain looks like chatzis shabbos. So Abaye said, no, if you're going to think that's a raya, so then stam, even if you don't ain looks like chatzis shabbos, but stam kederes, pots on Erev Shabbos are too hot to eat. Then merusachem hain. And still we see you can eat them. Elamai, if it's gomu b'ni adam, if it's finished, al yidei a person, then we don't have a shayla. That's of course not muksa. The shayla is gomu b'dei shemai. Rashi explains gomu b'dei adam means kevin de biyade l'sakne bay b'yayim. In your hands, you could be masakne that day. Le'max le'midaite. You're not maxif in your mind, and that's why peilin and adashim. Also, it's mutter because you could be masakne them. You could cook them, and that's why kederis is mutter. Mashen kain b'dei shemayim. That's like regular sismukim, which is not the other l'saklei, it has to be done with the sun, so v'meli yamaksadaita. That's state in the Gemara. So the shayla is, the chayyar gregus esmukim is also a natural process. Just like kederis, Rashi's mashman and kederis, you already took off bein hashmashes. Hey, bein hashmashes kol kederis musulokais murusachas minakira, v'chlinim minayu l'urta. All the kederis that are taken off the fire, they're too hot to eat, and still we eat them by night. So what's the case of kederis? You took it off before Shabbos, so you're not doing anything on Shabbos to make it roi. It's becoming roi by itself. And that's called gomer b'dei adam. Why? Because it's a process that you initiated, even though by the time Shabbos comes around, you can't do anything to speed up the process. But the process takes place based on what you did. That's gomer b'dei adam. So why make gregers esmukim also that way? You put up the gregers esmukim, and now they're being dried on their own. They're being dried because you put them up to dry. What's the chiluk? Why is this called gomer b'dei adam? It's called gomer b'dei shemayim. So the chiluk is, here it's a natural process which is going to happen on its own. Nothing to do, there's no sfeikus b'davar. It's definitely going to happen. The pot is going to cool off, period. Mashenka and Gregus is smoking. No. Depends on the sun. That's Rashi's lashon. Gomer b'dei shemayim ma'idei chama. And the chama is not b'yadcha. Could be yul sun, could be cloudy. And then the sun won't come out, and then it won't dry up. That's the Chayyur Dechelik. Now you see this in the Achrayim. The Beis Yosef in Arachayim Simen Shinyud brings a Kolbay, which is in Simen and Ches, which says like this, Kol Davah Shigom B'nei Adam Einem Muksa, V'Istu Boi L'Meimer. So some say, She'elo HaTomarim Shanois Layim Mayim B'Gigis B'Erev Shabbos B'Erev Yanta. Because of the din of Gom B'nei Adam, so these dates that you put into a barrel, you're trying to make a drink from them, trying to make like a sheikh or tomorrow. So you put the dates in the barrel, every Shabbos the other, but it's not ready yet. And now they're nitchu, you can't eat it, it's mis. And the drink didn't become ready yet. But if it's roi afterwards, on El Shabbos El Yantif, that it got the time of the dates, you're allowed to drink it because it's gomer b'nei adam. Just like gomer b'nei adam is in a muksa, this is called gomer b'nei adam. So Beis Yosef says, I don't understand what he means, it's not gomer b'nei adam. Because there's nothing he could do to speed up the process. But the Achreinim, the Maimon Mordechai, the Chamed Meisha, the Levush Esrad, the Mishnah Berurah brings us all down there, in Simon Shin Yud Sif Katan Yotes, says that what's shot in the Kolbay, that by tomorrow we know what's going to happen. It's a process that takes a certain amount of time, and there's no suffix. It's definitely going to be ready. So that's why it's called Gom B'nei Adam. Greg says, we don't know. If it's cloudy, it won't happen. And that's mamish that svar. So this svar that we're saying, what's the difference in Gomer the Onam, Gomer the Shemayim? The Gomer the Onam is vandi going to happen, and Gomer the Shemayim is something which you don't know it's going to happen, and you can't facilitate it happening. That's the chilek. So if it's something which vandi going to happen, it's not muksa. If it's something which is a suffix is going to happen, then it's muksa. It's a little bit shred the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is saying by Sheikhar, it's not called Gomer the Onam. What's exactly the difference between the Sheikhar and the Kederis? How is he learning the Chiluk in Kederis and Gregor Sutzmukim? But even that he holds that the Sheikhar is not called Gomer the Onam. Now really, this whole discussion really is in the Chedushei Meiri in our sugya. The Chedushei Meiri, he brings his din of the Kobay, and he brings it from, he calls it a Rav Bardashi Zal, which is the one who wrote the Ashlama, the Baal Ashlama. Same discussion. The Tamarim that you put into the water in the barrels, you light it Drikan and Shamus because it's gone with the Adam. So originally the Miri writes on this, Vein Dvarav Nurli. The Avagav the Dichli by the Adam, but the Kunami and of the Adam. It was Nidcha because of what you did, but the Tikkun didn't come with the Adam. Which is like what the Beis Yosef said, right? And I'm not sure exactly how he's learning why the Kedev is called that the Tikkun is Bar the other more than the Sheikhar. But then he writes like this. He writes like the Achreinim, but he writes two possibilities. He says like this, since at the time of the Dichu you know that's in the Mekam Roy Lamachal, that's not called the Ksayidaiti. And I guess it's different than Gregor's Smukim. Because there, it's totally on the sun. You don't know. And there's nothing you could do to facilitate it. But then he says, Inami, kol she'seifeli gomer le'maisa she'asa z'abay mitchila gomer le'adam mikri. If it's going to be finished because of an action that you did originally, that's called gomer le'adam. V'zenir li'bar. So I think he's saying like this. The svar, I think, according to both svaris, you need that it's yedei shurisein lemacher. Otherwise, it should be like Gregor Sutzmukim. Gregor Sutzmukim also, it was safely gomer the ma'aseh she'asa zeh by mitchila. So what's the difference between Gregor Sutzmukim and the Sheikha? Mistama, even in the second shat that he's saying, the chilek is that this is a vadeh and that's a suffix. But the second shat that he's saying is that it's not good enough that it's a vadeh. You need also, like the Gemara's Lashon, gomer bidei adam, has to be something that he did. So you need two tanan. In order, something which is not Roy Ben Ashmashis and becomes Roy on Shabbos. So if, first of all, it was Vadeh going to become Roy, Alfuga Gregor Sutzmukim, then we don't know if it's going to become Roy. But second of all, that it became Roy came through a Maisa which he did, a process that he started. You need that also. I see in the Achreinim also that we mentioned the Achreinim, the Chamed Moshe, the Ma'am Amarchai, the Levush Esran, also, two possibilities. The Chemin Meish is pretty clear that as long as it's a Vadeh, that can't be Muksa. If something is Ein Roi Ben Ishmashis, but you know for sure it'll be Roi and Shabbos, that's not Muksa. So how does he learn the words Gomer B'dei Adam? How does Vadeh fit into the words Gomer B'dei Adam? I think Gomer B'dei Adam is explaining that even if it won't become Roi on its own, it'll become Roi because you'll do it. Either way, Gomer B'dei Adam really means that it won't become Roi on its own. But you can make it Roy. And you can make it Roy B'tayris Vadai. Not the pshat that you're dependent on the sun, on circumstances beyond your control. You can make it B'tayris Vadai. And that makes it a smuksa. But Kal V'chaymer, if it's Stam going to go that way, even without your input. Kal V'chaymer. So the words Gomer B'dei Adam mean, I'm in control, I can make it Roy. I can make it a smuksa, that's why it's never muksa. But Lafuge Gregs is smukim. But the pshat is you're not in control because it depends on circumstances beyond control. But even if you're not the one doing it, if it will happen by itself, so kol shekein it's good. Gomer b'dei Adam means even if it won't happen by itself, but if I can do it, it's also good. But when the Mishnah Berurah brought it down, he sounded like the Meiri Svara. That has to be that he did it. That has to be he did it, but he's capable of doing it, and it will happen with Teres Vada. So be nafkamina like this. Let's say you have something which is Eina Roy Ben Ashmashes, and it definitely will become Roy on Shabbos, but it's not the pshat that it's in any process that you started. It's not Eina Roy because you started a process to be misakin it, and Ben Ashmashes, it was in the middle of the process, but it's definitely going to be able to be Nigma Me'elov. Ben Ashmashes Eina Roy, Stamazek's Eina Roy. Something happened that Ben Ashmashes is Eina Roy, But we know that that won't last, and it will become roi. So dia the sar of gam b'di adam. That's where the two the shyness of the Meiri is there. Chayinav kamino alachol ma'isa. Now the Meiri brings. He says ksas kaverim asked on me. What about a ner should legal by Baisa Shabbos? The Gemara says in Shabbos that if you have a ner, you have a ner doesn't mean a candle, it means an oil lamp, right? It means you have a kli cheres that's light, that has oil and a wick, and it's lit on Benish Rashis. After it goes out, you're not going to move the ner. Why? Because it's muksum achmasisu. So fact developed, he asked, the ksas kaverim asked, why isn't there a het of gam b'di adam? You lit an air. It's definitely going out. There's no question that it's going out. You don't have enough oil for it to stay lit the entire Shabbos. So why do you say it's gam b'di adam? Why do we say that an air should leave a place of Shabbos, the air remains muksad all Shabbos? How's that affect the Meiri? He brings ksas kaverim asked kasha. So he says two terutzim. The second teretz is that here the tikkun didn't come al yedei ma'isa adam. It was ein roi. But it wasn't the pshat that I'm trying to make a tikkun here, like by cooking, or like by the sheikhar, or like by Gregor's and smukim if it would be a vaday. Nevertheless, it takes time for this tikkun to take effect, but I know it's going to take effect on Shabbos. That's called garm b'liyadam. By shaking here, I'm not trying to make a tikkun at all. I'm just lighting an air. I'm just being maxit. And an air happens to be, it will go out. But it's not the pshat that's becoming roy because of a maxit that I did. It's becoming roi in spite of a maaser that I did. I'm not doing anything for it. So mail, that's not called that the tikkun's coming on the day maaser adam. And mail is not called gam b'di adam. And this second teretz of the Meiri stems with the second teretz that he said there. That's why he likes it. He says, Nirubar, the pshat is that gam b'di adam is not that we know it's going to be roi. That's not good enough. Gam b'di adam is that you made it roi, but eifin, that you're in control, and either Ayidei the Maisi did an Erev Shabbos is going to become Roy, or Ayidei Maisi did a Shabbos is going to become Roy, and it's in your hands for to make it Roy. But you need that you're the one who made it Roy. If you're not the one who made it Roy, even though it's Vandai going to become Roy, that's not called Gam b'di adam. But then he says another teretz, that an Erev is different because it's not just Ene Roy b'ene Shmashis, it's Muksa b'ene Shmashis. The Ner is Aser b'ene Shmashis, Aser b'tiltol. So Mamel, it's Muksa l'gamri b'ene Shmashis. I think it means like this. The din of garm b'di adam is dafka, something which is not roi b'ne shmashis, but we know will become roi afterwards. So it's not called muksa, because even though it's ain't a roi now, but we know it's gonna become roi. Mashenkin, the ner is more than it's ain't a roi. The ner is aser, the ner is muksa. So even though we know the muksa is gonna go off, but you have migidus katsai. Garm b'di adam is that if something's muksa because I can't use it, but I could use it later. So then, you have a sort of gom b'di'adam, the fact that I could use it later means I'm not maksadayt d'minei. But here it's more than I can use it. It's taka aser. There's aksan it because it's in there. It's muksa machmas iser. This will explain the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah simen shin ches of kan samach gimel, that he says, if it's talking about someone's washing clothes on right before Shabbos, and it's still wet when Shabbos comes, so the Shulchan Aruch is mavur that it's mutter after it dries, but he says it's only if it already started drying and it wasn't so soaking wet on Erev Shabbos. But if Bein HaShmashis was mamar soaking wet, it's Tefeach HaMnas Latviach, then it becomes muksa. Why? He brings the Raman Simen Shem Shinal Sim Sivnem Vav that says if you have a beggar that's soaking wet, you're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to touch it because you might come with a schita. So since this beggar was soaking wet on Erev Shabbos, so Mele Migs is Sayel Ben Hashmash is Sayel Kuliyim. So Shleim is Amen asked in the Mishnah Berurah, why isn't it a case of Gomer B'di Adam? It's not going to remain wet the whole Shabbos. It takes the chreis after 5-6 hours or 10 hours or whatever it is, it's going to dry. I guess if the Metzias is, it won't dry without the sun coming out. They know the Kasha. I guess he's naming on the Metzias is. You have a cloth, even if it's soaking wet Ben Hashmash is, it's going to dry. So why isn't it Gomer B'di Adam? So I think the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is like the first teretz of the Meiri. Because if it's just ein roi, and you know it's going to become roi, so it's gam b'di adam. But here it's worse. Here the pshat is it's aser b'ne shmashes. There's an iser on it. You're not allowed to move it, but pile because you might come in de schita. That iser makes a muksa machmas iser, that makes aksa. If there's aksa machmas iser bein ashmashes, that will remain the whole day. Even if you know for sure the iser will go off, doesn't matter. So the kitzur, what we're saying is, the site of Garam B'Adam, first of all, needs a vaday. That's why Gregor Sismuk is not Garam B'Adam. And even with a vaday, there's a shayla, there's two tzadim in the Meiri, a shayla alacha l'maisa, if when it's vaday going to become roy, but not through a process that the person initiated, not through the action of the person, then is that called also not muksa kolshkein? It's vaday going to come roy? Or no, it has to be through an action the person initiated. And now the Meiri asks his kasha, if Garam B'Adam works, we know it's going to become roy, so why would that apply to an Ereshit Lika B'Shabbos? So one teretz says it's not only the action that a person initiated, it's not what's making it roy. It's not like he started a process to be misakin it, and that tikkun took place. But then he says another teretz, that even if you know all that way, but it's different if it's just ain a roy, and since it's going to become roy, it's not muksa, or it's more, it's muksa gomer, it's muksa machmas iser, and that would apply kuliyayma. There's really a third teretz with the ner, which we'll get to based on Tosis in Shabbos, which we're going to explain soon. But the taikon of the teretz is that Garam B'Adam is only when you want it to become roy as quickly as possible. But the ner, right now for keret, you want the ner to be lit. So it's not like you're waiting, or you're facilitating, or you're getting it roy as quickly as possible. For keret, right now you don't want it to be roy. You want the ner to be lit. You don't want to be able to use the ner. So that, you don't say Garam B'Adam. And where did I get this teretz from? So the teretz is here. Right? Let's leave this teretz is here. Teretz asks a kasha. Teretz v'maskel ela Garam B'Adam leikam yibayalon. Teretz asks a kasha that I have a raya to the din of Eimuk Selechatzi Shabbos. There's a gemara in Shabbos, a brisa, that says that you could take a basket and put it in front of the birds that it could go onto the basket to get to the nest. And after they go onto the nest, it's mutter to be metalpel the basket. While they're on the basket, it's a basis, you know, to be metalpel it. But once they go off, it's mutter. So you see clearly, emlok selachatzi shamis, because this basket, you can move vanishmashes. While the birds are on it, it's muksa, you can't move it. Now the birds go off it, we say emlok selachatzi shamis. So Taisis, the way we have it, has two terutzim. One teretz is, it's b'yad l'africham. If you want, you could always shoo the birds away. So it's Garam B'Adam. It's Garam B'Adam. So there's no din of, even if you hold the Yeshmuk Sel Chatzis Shabbos, it's Garam B'Adam, because you could facilitate it being roy, you could always shoo away the birds. And then he says another teretz, that there, we're only saying it's mutter b'totel, and that everybody holds Yeshmuk Sel Chatzis Shabbos and b'totel. The whole shayla is l'gabi achila. So the mashal is akasha on the first teretz of Taisus. If when the freichim are on it, it's called Garam B'Adam. So how come the Gemara there says that the freichim are there bein hashmashes, then he can't be metalta the whole day? If there's a svar of Garam B'Adam, so the Garam B'Adam should apply even when it was there bein hashmashes. And the Gemara there clearly makes this chiluk, that when it's on a bein hashmashes, it can't be metalta the whole day. And when it's on a be'emsa shabbos, then only when it's on it, it's aser, and after they go off it, it's mutter. So how could he say it's Garam B'Adam? Why wouldn't that also be matter if it's on a bein hashmashes? As I matmir the marsha. So he brings the taisis and shabbos naf mem gimel, they're going to ask this kasha. What's the pshat when the freichim are on it bein hashmashes? It's muksa, why don't you say it's Garam B'Adam? You could always shoo them away. So emphasizes, and this is the teretz that I said about Ner. Because here, by the Kedaris, you could, if you want, facilitate the Kedaris becoming cool right away. And the same thing, the Pelem Vadashim, you want it to cook right away. But here, the Afreichim, even though you could shoo them away, but you don't want to. Right now, you want Bedafka, the Afreichim should be on the basket. So Meli, Yemaksa, Shoachas, you don't say, Garam B'Adam, Mechai Gavda. There you say, Migas, Usay, Benish, Barsel, the Kuliyayma. So you see clearly in Taisus, he asks the kasha. It says clearly that if the freichim are on the basket bein hashmashes, it's taka also the kuliyema. So that tells you don't say Garam B'Adam. Why not? Taisus and Shabbos explains why not. Because you want that Frechen to be on it. And that's what I said, that would also answer Ner Shadlika Baisa Shabbos, that also you want the Ner to be on. So that's why I don't say Gom and the other. It's the third Teretz L'chayr. But anyway, so the Mashah actually brings a Taisus Yishanim that has a different Girsa. The Taisus Yishanim says Fakekt. The Ein Loimar, it's Gom and the other. Because if that's so, so even Ben Hashmashis should be Mutter, just like the Kedereis, even Ben Hashmashis should say Gom and the other. V'yesh loymar, the chilul between achila and total. That by total, everyone agrees that mukzal chatzik shabbos tol shayel is the gabe achila. So that's the marsha's maskana. There's no such thing as going another by afreichim, and the reason is because you want bedafka afreichim should be there. And the thing is like this: there's a teis in shabbos that from down in the days, the teis in shabbos that the marsha quoted was that from gimel and aleph, and there the teis says the gabe the afreichim. It's not called going with the adam because you want bedafka afreichim should be the ben hashmashis. But Taisa Shabbos that from down on the base, similar Gemara. It's talking about a mita sheyichta l'mayis, a bed that you put money on it. If the mayis was there by Nashmashis, it's also the whole Shabbos. If it was there by Amsa Shabbos, so then it's mutter. It's only also while the money's on it. In fact, Taisa, same kasha. Why don't you bring a raya for this mita that emuk salachatsi Shabbos? Because it says if the mayis is there by Nashmashis, it's the whole Shabbos. And if it's there in the middle of Shabbos, it's also while it's on it, but it's mutter for the rest of Shabbos. So Taisus says the same two truths in Menachem Taisus. The first teretz is that since you put the money there, al das that you're going to take it off. I mean, he says al yidei goy, al yidei katan, you'll take it off after some time. It's gam b'dei adam. Havik gam b'dei adam. And then he says the second teretz that in tiltal everyone agrees that ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. So mel it's tiltal. So mel it's not a raya. So the Masha there, just like the Masha, asks the same kasha in the first teretz. It's Gom B'dei Adam, Sa'akam Ben Hashmashis, it's Aser. So in the Madura Basra to the Masha, which was written by the Masha's son-in-law, he says, I'll tell you the Chilak. He argues in the Masha, he says, I'll tell you the Chilak. Because this Svara that Taisus says, that it's not called Gom B'dei Adam because you want it there B'dafka, is only a Svara if it's there Ben Hashmashis. Masha, even if it's there B'emsa Shabbos, even if you hold Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, it's not a swear that you shouldn't say it's going with the other. And there's another achron that was mechavet this teretz, the Magen Avraham. Shalom B'dur Basher says it's teretz, the Magen Avraham. Also, it's in Simon Shincha Fesiv Kon Yud, the Machzor Shekel is Marech Kedarkin, the Magen Avraham says it's very bekitzer. The Machzor Shekel is Medayikin and Taisis. He says, Taisis says it's Kamoi going with the other, or Ki going with the other, or the Chavet Dimyan. It's not exactly going with the other. So Mel for Bena Shmashis is not called Gom B'dei Adam. Why? Because like Taisa said in Mem Gimel, because you want a B'dafka there. But for Emsa Shabbos, it is called Gom B'dei Adam. Yeah, you see, you're fine. Gom B'dei Adam works for two things. It works for the pool of Adashim that you don't say Yesh Muxel Chatzi Shabbos. And like Abaye says, it works for the Kedavis race, because even Bena Shmashis. But the Menge Chilik, that in order for it to work Bena Shmashis, it has to be something which you don't want the dafka and the muksa should be there now. Really, you want to take off the dicha right away. Mashayin Kane, in order for it to work b'emsa Shabbos, it can even be a svar of Gom B'dei Adam, even if at the time of the dicha you want the dicha to be there. What's the svar of l'chalik? So, and there's a story of this from the Likud Svarim, from the Pnei Yamtiv and from the Derech Yam. But I think the svar is like this. We remember in the previous year, that even if you hold Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, it's not the pshat that as long as it was Roy, I mean, we had two tzadim, but we had one svar, not the pshat that as long as it was Roy Ben Hashmashis, no matter what happens, it can never become Muksa. No. If it loses its Sachana, lost it, and then it could become Muksa. But Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos holds that when it regains the Hachana, it's not the pshat it's a new Hachana, the pshat is it's going back to its original Hachana. And that's what we said, that if it's a muksa gomer, like it was nailed without a mum, could be you can't go back to its original chama, even if you hold a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. So now we're discussing yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. So what does the man deyom yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos hold? That man deyom holds that, no, once it's muksa, it doesn't go back to its original chana. It's considered a new achana, and a new achana on Shabbos doesn't work. The achana that it has now has to be the achana me'esmo. It's not considered the same achana because it lost the achana. So there you could say as asfar. Bein Hashmashis, if you want it in the matzav of muksa, it's just you could take it off, but right now you don't want to take it off, so that's not called muchan altogether. That's not called muchan. You could take off the aksar, but you don't want to take off the aksar. So you maksedak the ben ashmashis, even though you could take off the aksar subsequently, but since ben ashmashis you bedafka want the muksa there, it's not in the middle of the process of going off, so miksa the ben ashmashis go to the kuliyayim. But even so, if that matzav comes on Shabbos, a matzav which you could take off, even though you don't want to take it off, yes, so b'shaita it's muksa. But when you take it off, it's not considered a new hachana. Because since potentially you could have gotten rid of this aksar the whole time, you just didn't want to. So Mimela, when you taka decide to get rid of it, or you get rid of it, so that's not called an ayah hachana. That's called being chayza to the old hachana. Now the Sudeina Shmashis, it has to be spechal, not aksar. Since you want aksar, Ben Shmashis is called aksar. But for Emsa Shabbos, even if it is called aksar, but the potential that you have to take off the aksar, that gufa makes it that when the aksar goes off, it's not considered a new achana. Even the ein muksa lechatzi shabbos, even the eish muksa lechatzi shabbos agrees that when you had a potential to take it off the whole time, that's not called a new achana, that's called reverting to the old achana, and that's why it's not muksa.